The Palace of Fine Arts is a rosy-colored faux Roman ruin sitting next to a pond popular with swans and brides. Stepping inside was always a funny juxtaposition, going from the Fantasia on the outside into the din of the Exploratorium. In its old space here, the museum was a buzzing, windowless warehouse centered around a shop where museum staff figured out how to hack exhibits together, hundreds of quirky contraptions that helped teach kids scientific concepts, and where everything had a familiar do-it-yourself feel.
When I first took this job, a designer friend of mine said, "So, you're going to clean the place up?" And I said, "No, please."
Tom Rockwell is the director of exhibits at the Exploratorium. He took the job knowing it would eventually involve a move, but he says it's not about cleaning the place up.
To me, one of the key jobs has been not to lose the funkiness, not to lose the sense of it being like an inventor's garage where people are constantly making things and discovering things. And you know, inventors don't worry so much about whether the cabinetry all looks perfect.
Owen Lawrence is a project manager at the Exploratorium, but on this day, a few weeks before the facility closed in January for the big move, he was dressed in white coveralls, vacuuming a piece of the Listening Cloud exhibit before it got packed up.
I don't think anybody realized quite how much dirt was here. Normally, I'm doing budgets and timelines, so it's kind of an all-hands-on-deck thing right now.
The new Exploratorium is a stunning $300 million facility on the San Francisco waterfront at Pier 15, triple the size of the old museum. One reason for the move was to be more accessible. The new location is easier to get to on public transportation and close to downtown. Planners are hoping that will improve attendance. The Exploratorium has about half the annual visitors of the Ontario Science Center in Canada, which is a similar museum. And there's the California Academy of Sciences new building in Golden Gate Park, which has overshadowed just about everything else in San Francisco. Then there are other things that could just work better.
You need air conditioning in the old building. We would buy an air conditioning unit for like a house and bolt it to the wall with like plywood.
Chuck Miniaco is the building operations manager, and he is excited about the new building. There are still active piers here, but this one is now a state-of-the-art green building. The goal is for the new building to produce as much electricity as it consumes. There are 85,000 square feet of solar panels on the roof. And inside...
This is the bay water room, and it's part of the mechanical system for the building.
The colorful pipes in this room suck water in from San Francisco Bay, which, since we're out on a pier, is directly below our feet. The cold water helps regulate the temperature of the building. It cools off the warm spots and then distributes the heat to cooler places.
And it smells of the sea.
This building is kind of a science experiment in itself. Mark Letalien is with the San Francisco-based architecture firm EHDD. He's the lead designer on the Exploratorium, and he says that's part of how net zero energy buildings work.
You have to tinker with them, and Exploratorium staff are born tinkerers.
The museum still has a warehousey feel, concrete floors, big open spaces.
We see the architecture as the straight man, and they steal the show with the punchline, with the exhibits.
We call this the landscape scope.
Sebastian Martin is an exhibit developer working on the Exploratorium's new Bay Observatory. It's part of a newly constructed wing of the building with floor-to-ceiling windows giving big views of the bay on one side and downtown San Francisco on the other. He's attached an iPhone to a spotting scope.
Right now I'm looking at a spot over at Treasure Island, and I'm actually looking at the water.
Martin's using the scope to watch water currents change. Other new exhibits here examine the sun, weather, wind direction, and tides. And there's a computer that identifies ships as they go by. But some things won't change. The shop is still in the middle, and familiar exhibits like the tornado are here too. The Exploratorium has been a pioneer in the world of interactive, hands-on science education for over four decades. And when it's ready to unveil its new home, Rockwell says it will still be a work in progress.
We keep on reminding ourselves that we don't want to open too finished. We have a lot of projects that we will open with prototypes, with things that we're going to start learning from and then keep on changing and evolving as we go.
The Exploratorium is scheduled to reopen to the public, prototypes and all, on April 17th. I'm Molly Samuel, KQED News.
Support for KQED science and environment coverage is provided by the S.D. Bechtel Jr. Foundation, the David B. Gold Foundation, and the Dirk and Charlene Cabsonell Foundation.